بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله the 13th night and the 12th day yeah I made a mistake last night I think now الحمد لله and the 16th juz of the Holy Quran completed and a quarter of the 17th Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we make dua for acceptance. The mention of iman and preservation of iman appears a few times in the chapters we recited. We see acts of wonder mentioned in these chapters. Maryam alayha salam becoming pregnant without the involvement of any male figure. Allah's qudra. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ نعم. And then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and being flung into the fire and Nabi Musa alayhi salam and mention of the magicians and the staff etc. and mention of the ocean فَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ يَبَسَى hit for them a path in the ocean that's dry لَا تَخَافُ دَرَكَ وَلَا تَخْشَى you won't drown and you have nothing to fear. Allah's qudra, Allah's signs, Allah's power, it's all about our faith. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned something about a time that will come where there will be so many tests where a man will find himself in the morning as a believer, but when the sun sets, he will have lost his iman. And another man, another person will find himself in the evening as a believer, but when the next day's sun rises, that person comes out into the day as a disbeliever. يُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُسْبِحُ كَافِرًا وَيُسْبِحُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا يَبِيعُ نَفْسَهُ وَيَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا selling himself or selling his deen for a temporary acquisition of this dunya. Iman is precious. You know what? In Surah Maryam at the end, one of the results of iman, iman that results in positive action, iman that results in a'mal that are saliha, a'mal that are wholesome and pure, a'mal that are sincere, iman that results in actions that are sincere, beyond the rewards, beyond Jannah. You know what Allah mentions in Surah Maryam? Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجَعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا Verily those who have belief, if iman, they work on the iman, and the iman results in positive action, the Rahman, the All-Merciful, will grant them love. It all comes from love. It's supposed to be about recognizing His superior place and space, Jalla Jalaluhu, and recognizing our place in relation to Him, Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then working towards preserving this faith, working towards honing our relationship with Him, developing it more and increasing our faith. We say La ilaha illallah and Alhamdulillah for that. Say Alhamdulillah. Naam. Allah has blessed us with iman. It's a ni'mah. Wa amma bi ni'mat rabbika fahaddith. But we have no guarantee how we're going to pass from this world. We have to be working at it. We yearn and long to pass from this dunya with the kalima La ilaha illallah on our tongues, but it must be stemming from our hearts. And the only way it's going to come easily from the heart to the tongue is if we lived by La ilaha illallah. Wa inni laghaffarun liman taba wa amana wa amila salihan thumma ihtada. Allah says, I am oft forgiving for whomsoever turns to me, works on his iman, does righteous deeds, and sticks to the paths of guidance. Iman, positive action, and then sticking to the paths of guidance. Dying with iman is one thing, but look at this verse in Surah Taha. There are people who will present themselves to Allah. You know what will their labels be? By Allah, mujrim. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا I don't have to translate the end of the ayah for you. But the start is what? Verily those who present themselves to their Lord as a mujrim. A mujrim means a criminal. Someone who wronged himself and wronged others. And wronged the opportunities that Allah gave him or her. Such a person, فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا Jahannam is that person's abode. They will not taste death there to give them relief, neither will they live a life that can be called living. They'll just have an existence. But the other person, وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا, but there are people who come to the Lord, besides dying with iman, then the barzakh, resurrection, presenting yourself to your Lord, وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا, whosoever presents himself as a mu'min. Imagine, I think something of you, you think something of me, I claim things, and I'm seen doing certain things. But I don't know. May Allah make us sincere. May Allah save us from hypocrisy. May Allah make us true mu'minun. Imagine standing up and Allah saying, hey, that is a mu'min. Mu'minan qad amila salihat. A mu'min that has done righteous deeds, lived his or her life correctly as best possible. And Allah says, for those people are elevated levels and ranks. فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ. So the point is this for tonight. Alhamdulillah for the ni'mah of iman. But we realize iman is something that has to be preserved. Iman is something that can increase and can decrease. Iman can stagnate. And even by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, iman can be lost. May Allah protect us. Naam. Naam. It needs work. It needs masajid. It needs madaris. It needs support. It needs reading. It needs research. It needs pray. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, Allah irhamu, for the last 4 years of his life, he lived in Egypt. And he had certain rituals that he used to do besides his recitation of the Quran. We know that so much in Ramadan and beyond. But he used to teach at the Jami' of Fustat, which is now Jami' Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu arda. And whenever he used to go to the masjid, he used to pass by a particular house. From his house, he used to pass by this house. And this house, who lived in this house, was a great-granddaughter of Rasulullah ﷺ. Also moved from Medina al-Munawwara to Egypt. Her name was Nafisa, Sayyidina Nafisa. She was from the descendants of Hassan bin Ali radhiallahu anhu and Fatima al-Zahra. She was very intelligent. They used to call her Nafisa tul ilm. Nafisa. And Nafisa means precious. Anyway, al-Imam al-Shafi'i on his deathbed said to his wife, his wife's name was Hamda. I never heard that name before. Hamda. He said to his wife, I feel this is my last. Can you request of Nafisa that when my janaza passes by her house, they stop with my body in front of her house and she first performs Salatul Janaza on me before my body is taken to the masjid for the jama'ah to perform Salatul Janaza. I want the granddaughter of Rasulullah SAW first to perform Salatul Janaza on me before my body is taken to the masjid. So his wife went to Nafisa and said, this is my husband's request. Nafisa said, inshallah. And that's what they did. Al-Shafi'i passed away. And they went, took his burial, his mayit in front of her house. She made Salatul Janaza and then they left to the masjid. A week later, Nafisa comes to Al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala's wife. Nafisa tul ilm, the great-granddaughter, comes to Imam Shafi'i's wife, Hamda, and says, I have good news for you. I have glad tidings for you. She says, what? She says, Allah blessed me to see your husband. Nafisa, the great-granddaughter, said, Allah blessed me to see your husband, Al-Shafi'i, and I was able to ask him a question, and he answered me with such a beautiful answer, you must share it with his students as a glad tiding. What? She said, I asked him, Ya Muhammad, because his name was Muhammad bin Idris, Al-Shafi'i, how did you fare and how did the malaika deal with you? This is in our books of history because she narrates this and students narrate this, all narrate this, they felt proud about this. Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala was very eloquent. The other night I quoted some verse of poetry that he formulated regarding love and this and that. Now, he answered her with something that rhymes and she memorized it and it stuck that way. He said, the angels حَاسَبُونَ فَدَقَّقُوا ثُمَّ مَنُّوا فَأَعْتَقُوا هَكَذَا الْمُلُوكُ بِالْمَمَالِيكِ يَرْفُقُوا إِنَّ قَلْبِي يُحَدِّثُ وَلِسَانِي يُصَدِّقُ كُلُّ مَنْ مَاتَ مُؤْمِنًا لَيْسَ بِالنَّارِ يُحْرَقُ. He said, they reckoned with me and they were meticulous. The angels. They reckoned with me and they were meticulous. Then they favored me and set me free. He said, they dealt with me like kings dealing with their subjects. He said, my heart started saying something and my tongue started confirming my heart. What? What is my heart saying? My heart started saying that my tongue confirmed, verily, whosoever lives by iman and dies with iman will never ever be touched by any fire. Kullu man mata mu'minan, not just lived as a mu'min, but lived in such a way that Allah blessed him to die with iman, laysa bin nar yuhraqu, will never ever be burnt by any fire. Iman is precious. Iman is the most valuable thing that we could ever possess. Naam. We can lose everything of this dunya, but don't lose iman. Then we can have everything of the dunya without iman, it doesn't count. Naam, naam, naam. Just even once saying La ilaha illallah with conviction, is none worthy of worship but Allah alone. That alone, just once, can tip a pan, can flip an entire scale on the day of Qiyamah in your favor. May Allah make us see this beauty. May Allah make us understand that the difference between us and the others is very important. We cannot compare. We do not have to feel pressure. We don't have to feel intimidated. We don't have to feel small. We have to be the leaders. Umar radhiyallahu anhu said, why must we hide, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We are on the haqq. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا تَهِنُوا. Do not despair. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not be sad or grieved. Do not feel weak. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. You will be ahead. You will be on top. You will surpass everyone else. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you work on your iman. May Allah make us true mu'minun. Allah grant us tawfiq to do what is required of us, when it is required of us, with complete conviction and iman. May it be that the days of our lives, days of our lives, no? May it be that the days of our lives increases in iman. Naam. We become better and better mu'minun, so that when our time comes, Ya Rabbi, we pass from this dunya in the best versions of ourselves, with the strongest of iman that we can have. Ameen. We make dua for all our sick, all our deceased, for all those who are celebrating birthdays. And then we made dua yesterday for Haji Majdi, who is celebrating his 40th anniversary. And there's another gentleman who him and his wife are celebrating also an anniversary, Tamajdi. Tamaf, no? Tamajdi's anniversary was 40 years, no? The dear Haji and say, beloved, celebrated the 45th anniversary. Faislamat Faji Qasim Abdullah. Ali Khayn and Baraka. En nog liefde, en nog bij je smiles, en nog bij je giggles, en giggles. And may Allah keep your hearts united and surround you always with your children and your grandchildren. May they become the coolness of your eyes, bring you lots of joy, dunya and akhirah, and be a means of honor for you, dunya and akhirah. And may your connection in your heart and its connection with the masjid serve fruitful for you in the akhirah. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the same for whosoever says sincerely, Ameen. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذه الليلة فتحها ونصرها ونورها وبركتها وهداها ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها يا رب العالمين. اللهم طول أعمارهم في طاعتك وبارك لهم في أرزاقهم ويسر لهم في جميع أمورهم في الدنيا والآخرة يا رب العالمين. We make dua for all your health as well. Allah preserve your health and grant you increased health. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا وصحتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا وجعله الوارث منا يا مولانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وأنت الكريم الميسر. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على حبيبك وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.